you talk about just when you initially heard, just your reaction, your feelings, obviously not any specifics, just kind of the shock and the sadness you might have felt upon hearing the news?
I can't comment on it.
How do you feel coming into camp? Are you feeling where you want to be?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel great, to be out here running around again, smell the pads. Feels good to be back. So looking forward to these young guys getting in and learning the defense and trying to make some plays for us. And hopefully we have a great season this year.
With the offseason that you guys have had, is it almost a relief to kind of get into camp and get the routine and kind of put things behind you a little bit, maybe?
I think so, definitely. Last year, we came up short, but like I said, this year we get to rebuild, and fit some things we struggled in last year, and hopefully we can just come out and execute the D and do things we did, poor last year, do it a lot better.
What did you specifically work on in the offseason that kind of make your game?
Honestly, I focused on my strengths, but then again, I wanted to work on coverage and stuff like that, just getting better, just as far as technique, fundamentals, and all the small things, just trying to critique my game and then better my craft.
Seeing all these guys on the bike, you guys are running the Tour de France. How has the bike helped you get your wind together, your condition?
How you seeing it? It's just some different type of cardio, and plus it's fun, see the scenery and stuff like that. I get a kick out of it. When you're a younger kid, you ride the bike all the time, you don't think about it because you have a lot of metabolism, but once you get older, it could be good.
Brandon, what's the tone usually on the first day of training camp? What's the feeling like?
Just get back in and get your feet wet. For me, I look forward to putting the pads on full gear, getting to hit a couple guys, welcome to the NFL. So I get a kick out of that. That's what I look for. So Monday, I think we get the pads on, it's full go. So.
Did you surprise anybody with one of those today?
What was it?
One of those hits today?
No, not today. I took it easy.
If you're talking to one of them, what do you tell them? One of those rookies? What do you, talking about a welcome to the NFL moment? On both sides of the ball.
Just come out, stay positive. It's going to be things you're struggling. It's the NFL. There's a lot of great players out here, a lot of great athletes. And, just stay in it. If you need any help, just come to me and ask, and I'm here to offer. So.
How was the weather impacted today?
Said it.
How was the weather impacted?
Come on. Of course it's going to rain. So it's cool. It's no factor. We got our fans out here, so it's good. It's cool.
With all the things that have happened with the team, losing certain players, this and that, do you guys feel like people from the outside are discounting you guys, counting you out a little bit this year?
Honestly, I never really pay attention to the outside. All we have is us here in this locker room, the guys we go to war with. So, I think a team always going to face a little bit of adversity, and that's what brings the team closer, I think. We all got to get through it and push forward, and that's can't really look back. It won't change anything. So.
Obviously, a greater amount of adversity given what happened this offseason this year. How do you, get some of the younger guys focused, get yourself focused, avoid the noise?
Honestly, that's going to be the whole key, just make sure we keep guys on the main goal and just try to get better each and every day. And like I said, don't look back in the past. It is what it is.
Yep. Offense lost a couple of guys this year. Bigger burden maybe on the defense this year to really step it up?
Me personally, I think defense wins championships, so it's always on the D for me. I feel like we got to come out and perform and stop people in order to win. In any game, you got to play some D. So whatever you're playing, defense.
Brandon, I'm sorry if you already got to ask this because you got over here, but what was your reaction? Guy you've known for 6-7 years, Aaron Hernandez, everything that went down with him?
No comment.
Defensively, the numbers improved. Talking a little about what you're just speaking on, defensively, the numbers improved for you guys down the stretch last year. How do you keep that momentum going into 2013?
I think, for us, our unit as a linebacker unit, I think it was one of our best years since I've been here, and we just kind of keep building off of that. We set the foundation earlier, and I think we're moving in the right direction. So we can just get guys to follow us and feed off us. I think we'll be pretty good on defense.
Brandon, you take any, not commenting on specifics, do you take any losses from the last 6 weeks? What happened?
Like I said, I can't really comment. I want to, but I can't. I'm sorry.
Okay.